Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moria of Hillel Ben Meir Chelmecha Reini Kabaras Mishkava and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by our dear friends Lani and Yo Wolk in memory of Yo's mother Chanabela Bas Yoshua, the late great Rebbetzin Annette Wolk. Allah of Shalom. And so here we are in Zechariah and we are in Perek Ches Vayidvar Hashem Tzavakos Leimor. So Hashem spoke to Zechariah again and he said to him as follows, Ko Amar Hashem Tzavakos, Ko Amar Hashem. This is what Hashem said. And of course, whenever we see Ko Amar Hashem, that is the introduction to a nevuah. Kinesi l'tzion kina gedola. Hashem says, I avenge Tzion with great vengeance. V'chema gedola kinesi la. I also have a great wrath that I will avenge her, which partially answers the question from the Jews of Bavel that we mentioned in the Perek yesterday as to whether the fast days of for the Beis HaMikdash and Bayis Rishon should be annulled. Ko amar Hashem. Hashem said, no. Shavti el Tzion v'shachanti b'soch Yerushalayim in the Kro Yerushalayim era emes v'har Hashem tzvakos harakodesh. Hashem says, I will return to Tzion. There will be a nevuah that if Am Yisrael does tshuva, then the Shekhinah will go back into the second Beis HaMikdash as it did in the first. And he will dwell among them and he'll call Yerushalayim the Ir HaEmes, or when Yerushalayim says the Malbim will be called the Ir HaEmes, then Shekhinah will come back to there and it'll also be called Har HaKodesh. It will go back to the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, Ko Amar Hashem Tzavakos, Od Yeshu, Zekenim Uskenos Berchovos Yerushalayim, a very famous nevuah, made famous, of course, by the bracha of Zechariah over here, also the Ishmashanto Biyado Merov Yamim, and Hashem says that old people will still be in the city of Yerushalayim, and a person will be able to have his walking stick with him because he will be older. And the city streets will be filled with boys and girls. They'll have many, many children, and they'll be playing in the streets. Even in their old age, says the Al Sheikh, it'll be a sign of playing. Playing, of course, says the Metzudas David, is a sign of prosperity and well-being. That young children won't be afraid to play in the streets. And the reference is the understanding that Daryavish is not going to kick them out of the land so fast. Od Yeshus Kenim Uskenos, what a wonderful nevuah. And some of it we can see today. So we should be inspired that the Geula can come. All we have to do is push the other end of the envelope forward. Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Ki Paleini Be'inei Sheiris Ha'am Hazeh Be'yamim Ha'im, Gam Be'inayi Paleinu Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem says that just as in those days it will seem incredible to the remnant of the nation, it will seem incredible to me, just like those miracles that Hashem is going to perform, and the miraculous survival of the frail Jewish community in the land, says the Malbim, Hashem will also say that it will be something that will surpass anything that the world has ever seen. And even Hashem will almost, as if, see it as incredible. Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Hineni Moshias Ami Meretz Mizrach, Umeretz Mevo Hashemesh. Hashem says that what? I will deliver my people back from the lands of the east. In other words, it's a reference to Bavel and to Paras. I'm going to go ahead and bring them back from the west. Right, referring to Mitzrayim and Ashur, or where Yehuda and Binyamin were sent into exile. I'm going to bring them, and they're going to live in Yerushalayim. They're going to be my people, and I'm going to be their God in truth and in righteousness. In other words, all of Am Yisrael believe in Hashem after he gets rid of the Tumah from their hearts. Right, and this Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Techezakna Yidechem Hashomim Bayam Ma'ilis Advar Ma'ilim Ipia Nebim Asher Biyom Yusad Beis Hashem Tzvakos Aichalibanos. Hashem says, look, be courageous, you who hear the words that come from the mouths of the Nevi'im on the day that you're setting the foundation for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Be courageous. Tell the people in Am Yisrael who are facing difficulties in finishing the Beis HaMikdash, I want you to understand, get excited. Because he says, prior to that time, you know, it's before the Chav Dalid of Kislev, when the foundation was laid, right? People's earnings were non-existent, and the profits were profit with an F. It was non-existent. It was worthless, right? And whatever happened, v'laba ein shalom in hatzar v'ashalach es kol adam ish b'reihu, right? And there was challenges. There was no peace from the enemy, and I set everyone against his friend. In other words, there was a min haba, right? What is the reference? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rav says that refers to the Talmidei Chachamim. There still was no peace for them in the time of Mashiach. They were also in min hanir dafim, that they were the ones who were also getting challenged. V'atalo chayamim harishonim ani l'sheir yisam hazeh. Now it's not going to be like the earlier days. Kizera Shalom Hagefen Titain Piria, the Aritz Titain Esivula, Vashamayim Yitnu Talam, Ven Chalti Esheris Amazes Koleda. Hashem says, I want you to know something. The seed is going to be perfect, right? Amisol's seed will be called by that name, and the vine will yield fruit, the land will produce the crops, the skies are going to produce their dew. Right, and I'm going to give this all to you. V'hayak Hashem Yisem Klala Bagayim Beis Yehuda Beis Yisrael Kinoshia Eschem Yisem Bracha Al Tiru Techazakna Yedechem. Hashem says that you were cursed. People used to say that they blame the Jews for every misfortune, says the Radak and the Ibn Ezra, and they curse by saying you should be cursed like the Jews, says Mitzudas Zion. Of course, in the future, that's not the way it's going to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call you a bracha. Right? So don't be afraid. Get strong. Right? Zechariah tells the people, get strength from these nevuos. It's going to get better. Kiko amar Hashem tzvakos. Kasher zamamti lohara lochem behaktif avusechem osi amar Hashem tzvakos loni chamti. Hashem says, just as I devised to give you difficulty when your forefathers got angry at me and I didn't give in, so too, at this time, Cain shafti zamamti by yamim ha'ila lahitiv es yushalayim es beis yudal tiro. Hashem says, just like in the past, I didn't hold back from teaching you in the negative. I'm going to teach you in the positive, right? And Eila hadavar masher tasu dabru emes ish esriu emes umishpat b'shalom shiftu b'sharechem. Hashem says, I want you to go ahead and speak truth. And deal with each other in truth and justice, and also have shalom. In other words, the Gemara says we should also have a certain degree of pshara, the idea of pshara, of arbitration, and compromise, and that there's a mitzvah to do that as well, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Be'ish esaras rehu al tachshavu b'levavchem. Do not think, the ideal is not to plot evil against one another. Right, Sarashi says we see that there was the second Beis Hamikdash. Zechariah already saw that there was going to be a problem of sin aschinam that was going to be there. Ushua sheker al te'ehavu, don't love a false prophecy. Kes kol ilah she sanisi num Hashem. All those things Hashem hates. Vayidvar Hashem elai lemor. So Hashem said to me, Kama Hashem tzvakos tzom arviv tzom achamishi tzom ashviv tzom asiri yeh lebeis yuda lesasun lesimcha lemoadim tovim b'emes v'shalom ahavu. A very famous nevuah again. Right? In the same parak, Zechariah says, I want you to know that there will be a time that the fast of the 4th, the 5th, the 7th, and the 10th month, right? The 9th day of Tammuz, the Shavuot Sabra Tammuz, the 9th day of Av, and the Tzom Gedalia, and the Asar B'Teves fast, they're all going to be turned together into Moadim and Tovim, and the peace and the Shalom. You, as long as you have Shalom and Emes, working together. Hashem says there will still yet be a time when the nations and the people of the big cities will come. In other words, here the whole world will recognize Judaism as the true faith, says the Malbim. Right, the nation's going to come along and they're going to say, they're going to daven to Hashem, and they're going to uvo amim rabim v'goyim atzumim lebakish Hashem tzvakos v'Yerushalayim. All the nations are going to come seek out Hashem in Yerushalayim. U'lechalos es b'nei Hashem, and also to daven to him. So ko amar Hashem tzvakos, Hashem says, v'yomim ahim asher yachziku asar anashim mikol shonos hagoyim v'achziku b'knaf ish Yehudi leimor, nelcha imachim ki shamanu alokim imachim. 10 people from 10 countries are going to grab onto a Jew by the corner of his garment, right? They're going to try, as the Jew is traveling, they're going to be, 10 people are going to come from each of the 70 languages in the world, says the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peches Amid Beis. 700 goyim are going to try to grab one Jew, and since he is wearing four corners, there are going to be 2,800 goyim surrounding every Jew, trying to get him to go take them up with him to go serve Hashem. The Gemara in Shabbos quotes Reish Lakish over here, who says, whoever's careful to get haragio be tzitzis, if you're careful to wear tzitzis, you get a reward of 2,800 slaves to serve him. And that's what it means based on our pasuk. In other words, people are going to want to come along with us. And so again, we see how the importance of what's going to happen in the change of the world when Mashiach comes, and we should be ready for it and excited about it. May it come quickly and speedily in our days, and may we experience the brachos that come along with it. May everybody here experience that day, and in the interim, have a fantastic, amazing day.